Argentina, the land of silver that now wears three gold stars on their chest, boasts two of the most iconic names in football history and the defending champions going into the 2026 World Cup. Lionel Scaloni took an underachieving giant and turned them into serial winners with a dominance that has rarely been seen in this sport. Coming into this tournament, however, there are question marks. One, the usual question of, will the defending champions suffer from the champions curse? And two, what role will their talisman Lionel Messi play and what will be his final major tournament of his career? Guys, welcome to Contenders Argentina, all part of Rabona TV's World Cup coverage, where we are highlighting some of the top teams coming into this tournament. And to help me today is Santiago Bauza, a journalist for ESPN in Argentina. Guys, let's get into this. Argentina's qualifying campaign was virtually the same as the last World Cup's, 38 points to the 39 they collected for the 2022 qualification cycle. However, they did of course play all 18 of their matches this time. Remember that abandoned match versus Brazil in 2022 qualifying? Even their defense was virtually the same, with 10 conceded in this cycle versus the 8 from last time, something that Scaloni was celebrated for tightening up, and their goal scoring, that improved marginally as well. Additionally, they won the 2024 Copa America just as they won the Copa America right before the 2022 World Cup. So the conditions are looking eerily similar, from their performance in qualifying to being the kings of their continent once again coming into this tournament. So do they resemble a different team from the 2022 version as far as their style goes, or has Scaloni taken the if it ain't broke, don't fix it approach to managing Argentina?
There hasn't been a lot of transformation for these past 4 years. It's always difficult to like make the transition from one winning team to the one that comes next. And history has proven us that when it comes to world champions, save for a couple of exceptions, it's usually a difficult transition, but I feel like that has mostly not happened yet. I feel like this is still a pretty strong team, a team that still has the same sort of protagonist, even the ones that are on the older side, I think.
Speaking of older players, this will be Argentina's first major tournament without Angel Di Maria since 2008, and you cannot understate just how important he has been to their success under Scaloni. The goal in the previous World Cup final, the goal in the Copa America final win in 2021, a goal in the Finalissima, strong performances in the 2024 Copa America. He is a big, big miss for Argentina, as he was always a player that showed up in the big, big matches. But they still have their other important old boy in the attack, Lionel Messi. There have been some strange questions surrounding him. Will he feature? If he does, is he a starter? Can he play full matches still? Is a World Cup a suitable time to transition away from relying on Messi, or should that come after the tournament? Of course, whenever he's in the squad, as of now, you can expect him to be a part of proceedings because he's still Lionel Messi. He still has the ability to win matches with his genius and be that playmaker from the edge of the box. His finishing ability, that hasn't really gone away either. He still has so much value. However, for those who are watching this national team as closely as Santi has been, questions are cropping up, even if they are just whispers in the back of your mind.
I look back, for example, last year, and I feel like Argentina had two standout games during a particular doubleheader in the qualifiers against Uruguay and Brazil, which was arguably the hardest doubleheader that Argentina will have had between the Copa America and this World Cup. This was a doubleheader which did not feature Messi because of an injury, and instead Thiago Almada, who is actually now not getting a lot of minutes at Atletico Madrid, he was the replacement, and arguably Argentina played their two best games with him instead of Messi. It was a 1-0 away win at Uruguay, which is also always tough, with a great goal from him, from Almada, and then he was at the center of things in a 4-1 thrashing of Brazil, a historic game for Argentina, who had never won so comfortably against Brazil.
And upon Messi's return, there are those who thought that he has looked a little bit off of the pace physically for the national team. Is that just father time taking its toll on him? I mean, he is turning 39 during this tournament. Or another thought, Santi says that there are some in Argentina that wonder if playing in MLS in the last couple of years has seen his physical shape regress slightly. A thought that I had was maybe that the offset schedule of MLS had something to do with it. At the beginning of the MLS schedule in March and April, maybe he's not as match fit. At the tail end of the MLS season from September onward, maybe he's a little bit more tired. But regardless, he still has moments of magic in him, and his role is yet to be defined. It's crazy saying that about Lionel Messi.
The good thing that can come out of Argentina is like they're not dependent on Messi anymore, which was a problem in the past. And you can use Messi or use Almada or use both of them, depending on how the opposition plays, which I feel like it's a great strength to have.
So it seems like it could be a match-by-match, opponent-by-opponent approach. I don't envy Scaloni, as making a call like this will be incredibly difficult. It's the same sort of thing that Portugal's coaches have had to face since the 2022 World Cup began. You are damned by some if you do play Ronaldo and he doesn't play well, and you are damned by others if you don't play Ronaldo and the team doesn't play well. But Scaloni has a ton of credit in the bank at this point, which of course I did not need to tell you. Two Copa America titles in a row that sandwich a World Cup triumph, a major tournament winning run that matches the great Spanish domination from 2008 to 2012. So naturally, people trust him to make the right decisions. Even though it wasn't always like that, given his relative obscurity as a player.
People just could not stand the idea of someone so inexperienced being given the biggest job in Argentine football. And when you win trophies and when you turn around the fortunes of a team that had been so burdened by this many years of, you know, from frustration to failure and everything in between, when you win those trophies, when you turn around those many years of like suffering, you know, people will, of course, you will learn to trust the people immediately.
Not to mention, he has the track record of having to change things around for the betterment of the team, having to change from your established starters in order to turn Argentina's fortunes around, whether that's due to injuries or, well, Salem Aldassari's brilliance for Saudi Arabia.
It's a big shock, and he made the big choice of switching things around. He took out Lautaro Martinez, he took out Papu Gomez, Julian Alvarez came in, Enzo Fernandez came in, McAllister came in, and they all were roaring success. So I feel like when it comes to those sort of key decisions, he has already proven that he can make them. He has no qualms to like drop a big player from this final lineup.
Speaking of big players, Argentina has them all over the pitch. A fantastic attack with Julian Alvarez or Lautaro Martinez as your striker, Thiago Almada, Nico Paz, Messi, take your pick there. A midfield with guys like Enzo Fernandez, McAllister, DePaul, Paredes as well. Fantastic and experienced center backs like Lisandro Martinez, Cuti Romero, and Otamendi. The hero, Dibu Martinez, in goal. Because of their strength of squad compared to their Group J opponents, Austria, Algeria, and Jordan, our predictor currently has Argentina winning their group at around 66% and finishing in the top two at around 89%. So, saving any massive disasters, they will coast through. But on the pitch, there's one position I didn't mention. Well, two, technically. And that's where Argentina's opponents could hurt them.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is certainly a weak area. Fullback, no doubt. I do rate Nahuel Molina, who has improved a lot at Atletico Madrid and who has always been pretty consistent for Argentina. And Nicolas Tagliafico, who is like the most 7 out of 10 player that you would possibly have. I mean, he's never put a foot wrong. It's never quite been like amazing, but he's never put a foot wrong. But I do feel like Montiel and Acuña are probably going to be in the squad, just not nearly at the level that they were 4 years ago.
Since those latter two moved back to Argentina, there's the feeling that they've taken a step down in quality since the last World Cup. But what about players who could take a step up? In 2022, two of the main players to make a name for themselves in the Argentina squad were Julian Alvarez and Enzo Fernandez. Both of them were well known already, but their profile was elevated greatly. So, who will be the player that really explodes this summer?
I will say Nico Paz, who I feel like on form alone, he should be already starting for the national team. Arguably the standout player in Serie A. the season, and it's probably been so for the past two seasons. And I hope that during the tournament or before the tournament, he gets into the starting lineup. I think it's just way too talented to be spending minutes on the bench.
So we have gone over how they got here, how they have changed since 2022, which is very little, where Messi fits in at 38 going on 39, the weaknesses, a player who will really explode this World Cup. Those are a lot of expectations, but how do Argentinians feel about their chances of defending their title?
We are not as like hyped for this World Cup as we were 4 years ago. Since last World Cup, we were really, really, really believing that we could do it. Since we've already done it, the hunger is not quite there, since your belly is already full in a way. But I do feel that Argentina are expected to make, at the very least, a deep run, a very, very deep run. If anything, because I don't really see a lot of national teams that are quite at the same level right now. You have Spain, who are the main candidates right now to take the crown, and France as well. But apart from them, I don't see many other like national teams as established as Argentina, which I feel like is a big, big, big factor, since so many teams are in transition or are not quite there yet when it comes to like knowing what their best team is, what their best players are. There's still so many questions when it comes to their starters. I feel like Argentina is very well established, and I feel like that's a very, very important component towards defending the crown.
Now, as far as our predictor says, Argentina's chances of winning the World Cup aren't as high as back in 2022, where it felt like they were many people's favorites from the outset. As of now, however, they're floating around a 5% chance. The eighth favorite team of this 48-team World Cup. Is that too low? Will they repeat? Does Messi have one last trick up his sleeve to solidify the GOAT debate? Thankfully, we get to find out soon. Guys, a big thank you to Santi for his help, and a thank you to all of you for watching as well. We have more on the way, much more, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss out. I'm Adrian, and I'll see you in another video soon. Take care.